The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The views and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii. This program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Dr. Health Radio.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, and now in its 31st year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the snowman himself, David Snow.
Here's a pharmacist talking to the customer in the pharmacy. He says, and this pill you take so you won't be one. I know a few people who need that pill. You can take your pills, just don't be a pill, right? Welcome to One Doctor's Appointment That Doesn't Cost You a Thing. No insurance required, and you don't have to take pills. If you want to, I guess you can. But best of all, you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information, which we do each and every week at this time. Every Saturday morning, coming your way on the radio. And it is the Snowman, David Snow. I am your happy, humble health stylist host, board-certified toxicologist, and we're here to keep you cool and healthy. So in this hour of the program, we have our Summer Smile Show. What do you know? Dr. Dennis Nagata, our resident dental care expert here on the program from the Landmark Dental Group here in Honolulu, where we broadcast from. He'll be with us in just a few minutes talking about how to maintain and enlarge that summer smile. Well, not enlarge it, but brighten it up. You know, a lot of people have 1,000-watt smiles, some not as high a wattage, but I'll tell you how to maintain the health of your gums, teeth, tongue, and everywhere having to do with oral health. In fact, you can't have a healthy body if you don't have a healthy mouth. We'll talk about the incidence of gum disease since the pandemic, which is a big problem, and especially bad breath. Now that people, you know, the masks are off and people are back to before they were neglecting their hygiene in some cases, and as well as their aesthetic, you don't put perfume in your mouth, that's for sure, like you put it, or cologne or perfume on your body or in your skin, but nevertheless, a lot of people used breath fresheners and mints and everything before the pandemic, and I thought, we're not getting close anymore, and there's masks on anyway. Nobody knows the difference, but now they do. So we'll talk about that. And with summer being a romantic season of the year, let's talk about breath. And also some must-know information with regarding mercury fillings and why it might be causing you fatigue. And elsewhere on what your mouth says about your health, your tongue and gums as well. So Dr. Dennis Nagata coming up, but first some news items that can make you a healthier person. Test dummies gauge radiation risk for female astronauts. You know, it's one small step for a mannequin, one giant step or a leap for womankind. Mannequins represent or designed to represent female bodies will be sent into space for the first time to study how radiation affects women in space. Now, NASA aims to send the first female astronauts to the moon as part of the planned series of space flights in the future. And powerful radiation is abundant in space, as you know. But all previous studies on its effects on the human body have been on mannequins with a male form. So organs such as breasts and ovaries are particularly sensitive to radiation, as you know, putting women at greater risk of cancer caused by radiation than men. So we'll find out about that. Don't fake it to make it. Forcing a smile. I'm talking about the smile show today, but if you force a smile to hide emotional pain, that won't lessen your feelings and might even make it worse, may make you feel worse. Scientists tested whether putting on a front to counteract distressing moments helped control negative feelings, and they found that participants, particularly women, fared better when relying on spontaneous emotions instead of hiding behind a poker face. Should have that song, Poker Face. All right, this is interesting about life expectancy in dogs. Take a guess. You know, a lot of people know that the most intelligent dog, I believe, is a border collie, and they know other intelligent breeds, a poodle and others. But what dog has the longest life expectancy? Dog owners can now more accurately estimate the life expectancy of their pet on the basis of its breed and current age, with a tool being used from data. They studied 30,000 dogs in the UK. Turns out that Jack Russell Terriers, if you have a Jack Russell Terrier, they typically have the highest life expectancy. It doesn't say how many years, but as you know, what is it, 6 or 7 years every year of a dog's life is 6 or 7 years of a human's life. All right, didn't mention this last week, but June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Worldwide, 50 million people are living with Alzheimer's and other dementias. Not a good thing. And it's only increasing in numbers as the days go by. Cancer from the Sun Month, that's June. And I'm going to ask Dr. Nagata about cancer on the lips and in the mouth area to see if he uses that for his patients as far as detection. But it's the longest day of the year coming up in just a matter of days, 10 days from now? The days are going to have more sunlight in them, and so you want to make sure that you judiciously apply sunscreen. Here's my health tip of the week. Today is the, June 11th, TV premiere, the 20th anniversary of the premiere of American Idol, which was a talent show originally based on a British program where talented singers are being judged by a panel of highly critical music experts. Well, my deal is watching American Idol makes you an idol American. So shut off the TV, open the door, and go outside. Stop being idle and looking at somebody else doing something. Do something for yourself, like being physically active this weekend, okay? All right, mobile apps, health apps, may compromise your privacy. I won't get into this, but talk about apps being, well, you know, there's no such thing as free. If you're not buying the product, you are the product. That's what I always think. My advice is I eat an app as an apple every day. I don't access any apps. In fact, I may be the only person that has no apps, but I'm happy about it. Thank you. Okay. Hey, with the summer, and the days getting longer, as I mentioned, the weather's warmer, and you're itching to spend more time outdoors, and you might be itching from mosquito bites. So here's some smart scents to repel those insects. Unfortunately, we are the prime target for mosquitoes, and as long as you're breathing, you're mosquito bait because they're attracted to the carbon dioxide that you exhale. Also, certain aromas, scented deodorants, even smelly socks. And then people who drink alcohol are more prone to getting bit. They get bit more often than people who are teetotalers or that abstain from alcohol. But essential oils, you know, besides the DEET, which is the chemical used for insect repellent, mosquito repellent, essential oils such as lemon eucalyptus, one of the best ones, as well as geranium. Those are highly effective. There's citronella, which was probably one of the first essential oils for mosquito repellent purposes. Rosemary, lavender. There's lots of natural repellents available. Just check out your nearest natural food store, and there's half a dozen or so brands that will do the trick. Only thing is, you have to put them on more often than the chemical version of. The insect repellent does last longer, so that's the only downside, really. All right, talk about resistance, not resistance exercise, which is a good thing, but antibiotic resistance, not so good. This is really a hidden pandemic undermining modern medicine. And problem is that people are dying from previously treatable infections. And that's because the bacteria have become resistant to treatment, just as viruses become resistant to vaccines. And so they develop the ability to deter the or defeat the medicines designed to kill them. That's not a good thing. And some microbes have already developed resistance to all known antibiotics. This is going to be a huge problem. Well, it's already a huge problem. But nearly every medical procedure, in case you don't know, from cancer treatment to organ transplantation to hip or joint replacements and any surgical procedures, is dependent on effective antibiotics. And did you know that infection is now the second largest cause of death in cancer patients? Because of this, and as microbes continue to evolve resistance, we're going to be facing a growing chance that even a minor cut could become deadly. So what's even more shocking, which I'll share this with you, 1.3 million people were killed worldwide by infections that were resistant to antibiotics just in the year 2019, which was just a year before the pandemic. And that's more people that have died here in the United States from the pandemic. It's just over a million people right now. But 1.3 million people died worldwide in just 1 year from antibiotic-resistant bacteria. So please use antibiotics wisely. They can be lifesavers, of course, but don't ask your doctor for a prescription just because you want to get over your sinus infection a little sooner, and just as one example. So, right. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox here, and let's see, other news. Superbug spray, and I'm not talking about insect repellents, but I'm talking about disinfectant, one in particular that's been used since Roman times, has germ-killing powers, and it's it actually kills the drug-resistant bacteria, which I was just talking about regarding antibiotics. It kills the bacteria that are that cause tuberculosis, at least. Researchers talk about vinegar as being useful as a low-cost medical disinfectant. And so in the meantime, until they discover a miracle medicinal, you can use store-bought white vinegar as a cheap non-toxic cleanser at your home. They say to kill bacteria, cover dirty surfaces with vinegar, wait 20 minutes before wiping it off. So, and in this case, with internal consumption of vinegar, I always recommend the apple cider vinegar, like the Bragg's, that has the mother in it, besides having just the acetic acid. But for external purposes and for cleaning and disinfecting, you want to get the distilled white vinegar that you see in the supermarkets or stores, just the clear vinegar. Okay. All right, let's go to the fitness file. Strong core, low score for you golfers out there. If your golf instructor claims, hey, it's all in your hips, well, he may be overlooking something, he or she. According to scientists in Portugal, your abs play a big role in powering your golf swing. They found that in three key areas of your core, including abs and obliques, they fire during your backswing and downswing. So you want to power up your tee shot by maybe skipping the static moves like planks, in favor of more explosive rotational ones like medicine ball toss, right? And did you know that recovery is more thorough and faster through music? People who listen to music, especially slow music, after their workout, recovered faster than those who don't. It has to do with the body's level of serotonin and dopamine, which are hormones that foster faster recovery. And I'll leave you with this quote. This comes from some time ago, actually. I have this in my archives from Richard Sherman, who was a pro football player. He says, "You don't just wake up great one day. That's not the way it works. What you get out of life is directly related to what you put into it. So if you think you can cut corners, skip workouts, and fuel your training with artificial ingredients, there will be benches for you to ride, records for you to miss, and peaks for you to admire from afar." Excuse me. "But If you believe that excellence is not something given, but something earned, break open your gym bag. We've got work to do. That's pretty motivational. So just to pass that on, and those of you who may need a little extra motivation this weekend to have a more active weekend. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. Swipe if you like my immune system. Well, men and women find the faces of people with higher functioning immune systems more attractive. This is from Texas Christian University research. They randomly selected photos. Let's see, I'll cut to the chase here. Found that people with higher ratings of attractiveness had higher ratings of phagocytosis, the white blood cells that combat harmful bacteria. And in addition, women found men more attractive when they had higher functioning natural killer cells in their plasma. So it's unconscious, but that's pretty perceptive of us. We unconsciously pick people with stronger immune systems. And is cranberry juice really effective for UTIs? Well, research in Journal of Molecular Biology finds urinary tract infections more than double after menopause, and that's thanks to a drop in estrogen levels, which we talked about a few weeks ago, or just last week with Dr. Hugh Woodward on hormones. But cranberry compounds can prevent future infections. But there's also an alternative, hibiscus. It works similarly, as does the cranberry, in blocking the bacteria from sticking to urinary tract walls, which reduce UTIs by 77%. So if you do have that problem, it's a natural alternative to, you want to prevent it. You don't want to have to treat it once it occurs. So cranberry works for men too, and so does the hibiscus. So men or women that are prone to urinary tract infections, okay? All right, and then just one little funny on the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Now here's a company that lives up to its name. I uncovered this. Airborne gummies. You know, everything's gummies these days, right? Because people are addicted to sugar and they love gummies. But Reklit, I guess that's the company that produces Airborne. That was originally the Traveler's, vitamin C and echinacea. It was like an immune system product supplement. But it's recalling 3.7 million bottles of Airborne gummies. I always used to say gummies are for dummies because, you don't get much potency and you get a lot of sugar. But anyway, due to more than 70 reports of caps or seals popping off the bottles, posing an injury risk. Well, so much for childproof caps, huh? And these were sold at Costco, CVS, Kroger, Target, Walgreens, Walmart, and other stores nationwide, and then also online at Amazon or shiftvitamins.com. From May 2020 through February of this year. And gosh, I'm in the wrong business. They say these were priced between $18 and $33 for sugar. So the caps on the bottles of Airborne go airborne when they pop their top. So at least they're living up to their name of Airborne, huh? Okay. All right. That's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Dennis Nagata in the house talking about your teeth, gums, tongue, and everywhere in between as we bring you the Summer Smiles Show here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Welcome to the next generation of whole food supplements, going beyond ordinary vitamins and minerals to bring you fresh, raw, whole food nutrition with real health benefits. When you take a whole earth and seed food supplement, you not only get certified organic non-GMO ingredients, you also benefit from food source nutrients more easily absorbed and utilized by the body. Vitamin E from sunflower, selenium from sprouted garlic, Vitamin D3 from organic lichen and calcium from wild harvested algae are just a few examples of the pure food nutrition you'll enjoy from every whole earth and seed product. Taking a multivitamin? Then choose from four formulas designed to support the nutritional needs of both younger and more mature men and women. Whole Earth and Seed also offers a selection of organic 3 supplements, including their fish-free marine algae 3. And if you want the best-tasting energy bar on the market, try the popular organic vegan greens protein bar with 15 grams of protein. You'll find Whole Earth and Seed products at your favorite natural food store. Learn more at WholeEarthSeed.com. Feel the difference that pure food nutrition can make in your health with Whole Earth and Seed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, if you want cavities, eat more sugar. Keep the dentist in business. One dentist we have, our resident dental expert, Dr. Dennis Nagata, has been in business for 30, 40 years, something like that. I know he doesn't like me to date him, but speaking of statistics, though, or facts and figures, 47% of Americans over the age of 30 have some form of gum disease, and research shows that gum disease patients have a 26% higher risk of type 2 diabetes and an 18% higher odds of heart disease. Now, we'll talk about how to reduce those risks in your life and in your mouth as we welcome him back to the program from the Landmark Dental Group here in Honolulu, where we broadcast from. Good morning, Dr. Dennis Nagata. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks. Now, I mentioned those statistics, and which you are already aware of as a dentist, that about 50% of people over the age of 30 have some form of gum disease. Now, what has happened since in your practice since the pandemic? Because a lot of people were neglecting, you know, we didn't have the twice a year monthly checkups, and your office wasn't as busy because of, you know, people were having to go out and everything. And of course, now everybody's unmasked, and so they're more conscious of their breath and smile and gums and everything. So tell us, bring us up to speed on during the pandemic as well as now, and what are you experiencing in your patients right now?
Well, to answer your first question, I mean, my practice is 41 years.
Wow, 40 wonderful years. Okay. My goodness. I've known you. Over half your practice, I've known you.
So, but it's been great, you know, and I still enjoy it.
Good
for
you.
But to answer your question regarding this mask issue and all this periodontal disease, you know, it's unfortunate that the mask situation came up. I know it was necessary in the beginning, but it has caused some issues with mouth problems because of the lack of oxygen that comes into the mouth.
Right.
And so there's a phenomenon that has developed because of this called mask mouth.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we have a proliferation of anaerobic bacteria, which is the bad bacteria in the mouth.
Ooh.
Getting more prominent. And so, you know, these people are, you know, living with a culture that's proliferating with their masks on.
Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation is, be safe. You know, if you feel like a security blanket, wear the mask. But other than that, if you're by yourself walking, don't wear the mask.
I know, especially out in the fresh air.
The
outside or in a car.
Don't wear the mask.
Yeah, right.
You cannot catch your own disease. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know. I know. My jaw drops when I see it. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, people have delayed their dental treatment, but we can get them back up to speed really fast with some proper, you know, we do what we call a general. So if a person has not been into the dentist for maybe a year or two, what we do is we do a generalized cleaning of the gross particles that have developed, which is calculus or tartar.
Right.
And we do an initial cleaning, but you can't do too much because what happens once you start cleaning all this bacteria off the teeth is that it goes into the blood system.
Oh,
and
right.
The patients, they feel sick after the cleaning because it's too much of a blast
of
bacteria into their system.
Interesting.
So we just do a general debridement, and then we have them back, and the body has a chance to, you know, fight against the bacteria, build the immune system again.
Uh-huh.
And then we just do some spot cleaning in areas where patients have not been able to floss well or whatever. So we can get them back to speed very fast.
So it's like that next appointment, Dr. Nagata, would be maybe 3 months instead of the regular 6 months or 2 months maybe or something like that?
We probably give them, you know, and I think the insurance companies are sensitive to this, especially with patients with diabetes.
Right.
So diabetes, obviously, you can't heal. And the insurance companies are allowing more cleanings available for the diabetic patient. But to answer your question, usually we'll see the patient in 2 weeks, two to three weeks.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's soon after.
And then once we get them under control, depending on their condition, we're going to recommend either a 3 month or a 6 month or a 4 month interval to make sure that the gum and everything is stable.
Right.
At least a year. And then we can move them to like a 6 month cleaning interval or whatever, you know, they feel comfortable with.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned diabetes again, because over 10% of the population has diabetes or prediabetes. And, you know, it's a 26% higher risk of type 2 diabetes for people that have gum disease.
And it's like a catch 22. You know, it's like you have the gum disease and it makes the diabetes worse.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and that's where things like the preventative products like Clear and the Spry dental products come in. I know you're a big proponent of Spry, which is the brand name of xylitol-based products with the gums, the mints, the toothpaste, the mouthwash.
Spry is a great product. I tell patients if you can't brush after eating, which usually happens after lunch, just chew the Spry gum.
Right.
You know, generate enough saliva to clean the bad plaque and, you know, even just rinsing your mouth after you eat and then just chew the gum.
Yes, exactly. And this is a perfect segue into something I wanted to mention to you as well as the audience. And this is having to do with celery, one of my favorite munchies, because I just like the crunch of celery because I like crunchy foods. But let me just read you this excerpt for Foods for a Wider Smile. They say, if you don't have time for a post-lunch brush, munch on a celery stalk. Its crunchy, fibrous texture is just abrasive enough to scrub away yellowing plaque and dislodge food bits stuck between your teeth. It also requires a whole lot of chewing, which gets saliva flowing to further wash away food and bacteria and prevent staining. So celery, the key for good oral health.
And just dip it in some natural peanut butter for a little bit of protein.
Yeah, a little protein, yeah. And, you know, what I always say is it would be much easier to reduce if celery tasted like chocolate mousse. So anyway, and you know, also cheddar cheese. Cheese has you're talking about bacteria, but cheese has an ability to neutralize the acids that cause decay. And if you do, you know, eat dairy products, but it helps to you know, in case you don't have a chance to brush your teeth or floss and everything. And you know, they mentioned like in this article that I had on the research on gum disease, it said that one key habit for disease prevention, and you know this so well, besides brushing and seeing your dentist twice a year, is flossing once a day at least. And I know you, I think you recommend twice a day, do you?
Yeah, well, as often as just floss the ones you want to keep.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I like the hand flossers. I think it's called Reach. And then they have the disposable, you know, the heads that you just pop off.
Whatever works, water picks or whatever.
Yeah, I have a water pick too,
When you get the gum problem under control, you know, and then usually, and people can't smell their own breath. That's the problem. And I can tell when a patient has not been in to the dentist for a year or so, because I can tell by the odor.
Oh, interesting. And even if they have a mask on, they don't, it's not a self-checking. I mean, you can't really smell your own bad breath if you have a mask on.
You can't. It's hard, you know. And even the cloth masks don't work.
No, I know. They're a joke. I mean, you know, masks are marginal at best. Yeah,
it's trying to keep mosquitoes out with a chain link fence. You know?
That's a good analogy, Dr. Nagata. Okay, on that note, on the chain link fence analogy, we will pause for a bottom of our station ID and break, and we'll be back with much more information for your good oral health here on our Summer Smiles show with Dr. Dennis Nagata from the Landmark Dental Group. We'll give out his information on if you want to make an appointment with him. And he has a lot of, just a wealth of information, having been a dentist for 41 years. And he's always on the cutting edge without necessarily cutting. And when we come back, I want to talk about, and in fact, he was one of the first dentists here in Honolulu to eliminate or stop giving mercury fillings to his patients, performing that that particular material or using that material for filling. So we'll talk about some of the consequences of the toxicity from mercury. It might be draining your energy and causing mental overload and fatigue. So we'll be back with that information right after this. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. This is the Healthiest Hour on Radio, and I am David Snow.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, you can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
Snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Dr. Health Radio to their patients who listen to radio. Ask your doctor if Dr. Health is right for you. Speaking of statistics, we're living in an age, Dr. Nagata, of specialists and statistics. I mean, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend another doctor. I know you're a specialist, but no offense or anything, but seems like you all recommend each other, or consult with each other, and it goes around and around. So anyway, so let's talk about something that you eliminated from your practice over 20 years ago, I think. When I met you, you had already stopped using it. I've known you for over 2 decades. And that is mercury fillings, otherwise known as silver fillings. But the silver fillings are largely mercury. And here's an article saying that removing dental fillings made of mercury containing amalgam can reduce body levels of the toxic metal by 56%. This is research from Canada. And they go into, well, here's a one-minute quiz. Is the heavy metal draining your energy? Well, if you have trouble concentrating, joint pain, anxiety, or blue moods, and of course, you know, there's a lot of reasons for these symptoms, but it could be mercury toxicity, muscle weakness, memory lapses. I know eye twitches I used to have that once I had the mercury out of my mouth, they stopped. Headaches, GI difficulties. But let me just conclude by saying that it's important to know that dentists need to be trained in techniques of how to remove the fillings, right? Because you have your air filtration system, your oral vacuums, oxygen masks, et cetera, and to minimize the exposure to the patient of the mercury particles.
Yeah, we haven't, for the patient's information, we have an International Association of Oral and Medical Toxicology, IAOMT.
Okay.
IAOMT, that they can go and Google and they can see what steps we use for the mercury removal. But one of the main reasons why that I did it is, partly is mercury is an issue. I mean, silver amalgam has been around since the beginning of dentistry.
That's right.
As a viable filling material, but mm-hmm. it's just that, you know. Right. It doesn't strengthen the tooth. It weakens the tooth because it expands with in moisture.
Right.
So they've come up with really good biocompatible resin composite material.
Uh-huh.
Now they're polymers where there's some, you know, nanotechnology where we can, you know, utilize resin for strength. And it's a great alternative to the mercury filling because we drill less.
Right,
and bond versus packing this stuff in the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So, so we've got that under control. We have many people who are very, holistic, and they understand what they want in their body and on their body. So we safely remove these, and the IAOMT website will give you the protocol instead of me going over it on the radio.
Okay, IAOMC. Yeah. Okay, that's
T as in Tom.
Oh, T. Okay.
IAOMT, yeah.
Okay.
And then I just wanted to mention before we get too far in is we've got new technology in the office.
Oh, yeah, please do. Tell.
So we have, I have acquired a scanner, which is, and we had a scanner before. We have our, our regular same-day dentistry crowns where we can deliver the crowns in the same day.
Uh-huh.
But I've acquired a scanner called iTero, I-T-E-R-O.
Okay.
And you mentioned about people with periodontal disease. Well, there's a proven fact that people with teeth that are not aligned correctly will have a prevalence of periodontal disease in those areas where the teeth are aligned because of the lack of the ability to clean the teeth.
Oh, okay.
So this scanner will, once I scan the patient, it does two things. It allows me to provide the patient a simulation of what their teeth would be like should we undergo the Invisalign treatment.
I see. Okay.
So there's a simulation on that. There's also a scan on this this unit that allows me to detect decay without X-rays.
Hmm. Wow, really? That's amazing.
It's an infrared scanner. So people who don't want X-rays or don't want to take X-rays, we can do this scan now and we don't have to take the X-ray. Obviously, the X-ray is the best diagnostic tool.
Right.
However, those people who are averse to X-rays,
uh-huh.
and, say people are going through cancer treatment and they went through radiology, they don't want any more radiation
True.
In their body.
Sure.
So we can scan the teeth and we turn it to a certain mode and I'm able to see decay between the teeth.
Amazing. Gee whiz. Do you think this is the future of new diagnostic for detecting decay?
It is. Okay. It is. There's going to be so much more coming out in dentistry without the necessity of X-rays.
Yeah, it seems like medicine as well as dentistry over the decades becomes less and less invasive and, of course, more high-tech, but in a good way in that it doesn't there's not as much consequences for the body as far as, like you mentioned, the exposure to radiation or be it a surgical technique or what have you. Yeah.
And if you remember all that goop that we have to put in your mouth to take your mold, right?
Oh, my gosh.
We still do it for some people, but, we try to, and some people gag like crazy in their mouth.
Yeah.
But this scanner allows us to scan everything. We can make night guards. We can make...
Oh, interesting.
We can even make dentures with this now.
Huh, how about that? Now, I don't mind if you scan me, just don't scam me, okay? A scanner, not a scammer.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the scan system is really, 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 really good.
Yeah,
so anyway,
yeah, thanks.
And I use this for my dental sleep appliances.
Oh, okay, okay. And so, you do treat people with sleep apnea, right? I mean, you address that concern.
And this sleep apnea thing is becoming much more prevalent because people are not going to work. They're staying home. They're sleeping longer. But with this iTero scanner, and I want people to just look up iTero and see the value of the scanner.
Okay.
It allows me to take really accurate scans, and the fit of the appliances are much better than the regular routine, you know, impression taking using the Goopy mold material.
Okay, and this is available to dentists nationwide because we broadcast on both coasts as well as here in Hawaii.
Yes. Okay. So the iTero is a fantastic scanner, and that's why I invested in this. Not only for our benefit as dentists, but to help the patient get a much more pleasant experience in terms of taking molds.
Okay.
As well as them understanding how their teeth would end up should they decide to align them properly for their overall health.
Right.
And it's not just a cosmetic issue anymore.
Now, let me ask you this. What percentage, just estimate, what percentage of your patients would you say have a perfect mouth, you know, where the teeth are just perfectly aligned and there's no overbite, underbite? I mean, you know, it's just, it's like a magazine cover type of...
Less than 20%.
Okay, less than 20%. I would have thought even lower, but okay.
Well. Yeah, I think I'm just being estimate, but you know, we have the younger generation coming up, and they've been brought up with proper care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's no age limit here. You know, I see the baby boomers coming in now. They spend all their money for their children to do their orthodontics.
Oh, right.
Now they're coming in. They haven't had a chance, and now they're getting gum disease on the teeth that are not in the right positions.
I'm
helping quite a bit of people who are the baby boomers with Invisalign, and we have Invisalign Goal. We have different levels of Invisalign just to take care of specific spot areas.
Well, that's good. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, one thing, and I've mentioned this in previous shows when I've had you on, if I could choose to be born over again, and I had my choice of two different choices, either have a perfect body or a perfect mouth with perfect teeth and everything, a nanosecond it would take me to decide on a perfect mouth, because you know, your body, I mean, you know, that's important too, of course, the aesthetics and everything, but having a perfect mouth, I mean, there's nothing that comes close to it. You only appreciate it if you don't have it, and then it's like what you don't have you really want. And the 20% excuse me, that you say have perfect teeth and a perfectly shaped mouth and everything, I hope they appreciate what they have, because it's priceless, really. Dr. Nagata, let me just let's wrap up the mercury issue, and I want to share with you this statistic with the audience as well. This was a Norwegian study. They showed that patients saw reductions in jaw pain, GI complaints, and headaches up to 180% 1 year later, once they had the amalgam fillings safely removed, the mercury fillings. So if any of you listeners out there in Radioland are experiencing some of these problems that I mentioned, the symptoms, you might, and if you have mercury fillings, it might be worth getting those out. And it's probably a good idea anyway, even if you're not having symptoms, because it's not good for you. It's a toxic metal in your system. So.
Yeah, it's just a matter of upgrading to just better, more modern materials for the health of the tooth in general.
Right, right. All right, we need to take one last break, Dr. Nagata. And when we come back, I want to talk about bad breath, some of the remedies on that, because summer is a romantic season of the year. People are out and about, and of course, everybody's unmasked now. So we'll talk about what we can do in that regard and other aspects of cosmetic dentistry. I'll ask you about whitening. I know there's a new whitening technique that you have at your clinic, and it's available at other clinics nationwide as well. Back after this with more information for your good oral health here on the Summer Smiles Show, a special edition of Dr. Health Radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Welcome back to the show, David Snow on your radio. It's the Cure for the Common radio show, your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. And if you miss any part of the show or just want to get a double dose of information on what we're covering now, which is oral health, you can listen to us 12 hours from now on the evening rebroadcast of the show on the station you're listening to right now. Or you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. Dennis Nagata, talking about oral health. And Dr. Nagata, since we're just days away from the longest day of the year, June 21st being the first full day of summer, and that means being outdoors in the sun a lot more often than we have been previously. Now, I know that you are a dentist and not a dermatologist, but do you sometimes notice or even actively check for signs of skin cancer, say around the mouth, maybe on the lips, on the face area that you're seeing?
We look for, especially the howlies.
Caucasians.
The redheads,
Right.
Mm-hmm. The overall face. But, I started looking at different, we look at posture. We look at a lot of things, and I think as dentists, we're approaching, it's more than just teeth, and we're trying to attach something to the teeth,
Mm-hmm.
Which is the rest of body. And so, I just want to, if you don't mind, David, just talk a little bit about that sleep apnea thing.
Please do. Yes.
And, I want to put kudos to a Dr. Jason Kiefer, who is supposed to be on with us, and we'll do it in a future show. But he has a company called Brain Health Hawaii. And the effects of sleep apnea to the brain has been really, really bad. And mm-hmm. This Brain Health Hawaii, if you just look up Brain Health Hawaii and look at it, they have the ability to see how well your brain is functioning and to detect if you have problems with sleep apnea as well, So
mm-hmm. Okay.
I wanted to put a notice in for Dr. Kiefer's office.
Yeah, good advice indeed. Thank you. Now, getting back to breath, with summer being, the time of romance, spring and summer, everybody's heard of spring fever, and people with the relaxing of the mandates and everything and masking, people are finally getting together again, romantically speaking. And bad breath, as you mentioned, it's not always a result of nibbling on garlic bread or the food-borne or the food-caused halitosis. It's sometimes a sign of poor dental hygiene or problems such as sinus conditions, issues or postnasal drip, acid reflux, even dry mouth and mouth infections. So can you address that? And the fact that the gums should be pink and firm with no signs of recession or bleeding, because if you If you look in the mirror and your teeth seem to be getting bigger and longer, that can be a sign that your gums are receding or it's a result of gum disease. So I want you to address that if you would, please.
Yeah, I think, what we can do is with people who are having these long in the tooth effect, I think, they have to get their mouth checked by the dentist to control the recession. We can graft areas of recession now.
Oh, okay. So it's not as invasive as it used to be or as painful as it used to be as far as the scraping and everything?
No, it's not. And we use ultrasonic cleaners.
Oh, okay.
To mention the whitening, if you want to go over the whitening.
Yeah, let's do that.
We have some new systems called GLO, Glow Whitening, which works really well. You can do it both in the office and outside the office. And they work much better than the white strips that you purchase at the drugstore because of the potency and the degree of strength of the product. Mm,
okay.
Provide.
And also the compliance. I mean, people, they don't put it on exactly. This is what you do. This is your profession. And so it's not your first rodeo, whereas a lot of times people will do that for the first time and the directions they'll follow. But it's apples and oranges. I mean, it's night and day as far as the level of effectiveness and the lasting effectiveness also, right? Because a lot of people have to do it repeatedly if they're buying the over-the-counter versions versus with yours. You can whiten it in the same appointment two or three shades whiter for the patient, can't
right.
you? Yeah.
Yeah, and then it includes the home whitening system, and you can take it home. And it's not the trays anymore. There's a specific device with the GLO whitening system that allows you to come back and just buy the refills.
Oh, that's good.
It's a rechargeable light device, so it's pretty cool.
And most dentists have that for the people listening to us in other states. That's available to most dentists nationwide. Glow system.
Yes. GLO system can be purchased by the dentist and for that specific dosage. For the effectiveness of the whitening.
Okay, so ask your dentist, if you're listening to us outside the Hawaii area, just ask your dentist for the GLO system, GLO system of whitening. Okay, now since I mentioned scraping with gingivitis, let's talk about tongue scraping and the advantages for reducing bacterial levels in the mouth as well as for fresh breath and eliminating bad breath. Everybody should have a tongue scraper just like they have a toothbrush, and not a high percentage of the population does, but we want to really drive that point home that, well, we recommend, you and I have always recommended Dr. Tongues, T-U-N-G-S, available nationwide, but there are others. But the advantage, as you know, Dr. Nagata, is the Dr. Tongues is stainless steel, whereas you see these other tongue scrapers are plastic, and it just doesn't last as long, and it doesn't do as effective a job at scraping the bacteria.
It should be part of your hygiene protocol to scrape your tongue, especially before you go to sleep at night.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're just harboring a culture of bacteria. And most of the odor comes from bacteria that's
on the mouth. Yeah. If you're only cleaning two-thirds of your mouth if you don't scrape your tongue. And so it's simple.
Yeah. And then just to touch on mouthwash, people try to mask that with the alcohol mouthwash.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll probably last maybe for 15, 20 minutes, but the source of the problem has not been addressed.
It's going to make it worse with the alcohol drying effect. Yeah.
And the alcohol itself is not good for the tissues. So if people are using Listerine full strength, I would recommend them to dilute it. It's the sensation that it feels clean, but it's not really unless you address the root of the problem. But if you're using Listerine, continue to use it. It's a great product, but maybe dilute it maybe at least 50-50. To prevent any kind of problems of the alcohol causing some precancerous lesions in the mouth.
Well, and just to give people a brief history of Listerine, it was named after Joseph Lister, who was kind of the father of antiseptics and surgical procedures and dentistry, et cetera. But it has the essential oils, the thyme oil, which is antibacterial, antiviral, what, clove or other essential plant oils. But is there one that's available without alcohol? Do you know if Listerine, the company, makes one that has alcohol, that doesn't have alcohol, but it has the essential oils?
I believe there's, if you go to the drugstore, there's no alcohol type of
Listerine. Images. Okay.
Yeah. But if you, we have some available at the office.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. And let's give out that number. We only have a minute or so left in the show. Yeah. So please give out your phone number and website.
Yes. 946-6326. You got to dial 808 now. 946-6326.
Okay.
And the website is landmarkdentalhawaii.com. And my sleep website, if you're interested in sleep apnea or an alternative to the CPAP machine, is dentalsleepmedicinehawaii.com.
All right. Okay. And if you're listening to us in another state, you can still access the information and it's all good. And you can go to your local dentist and ask for some of the procedures, the products, and the different new technology that Dr. Nagata has shared with us over this last hour. Dr. Nagata, I can't thank you enough. I always learn something new whenever we have you on the show, so we want to have you back before the end of the year, definitely, and keep us updated on everything. All right.
Keep smiling, everybody.
All right. That's good advice indeed for the summer. All right. We'll talk to you in the fall, if not before. Thanks so much, Dr. Nagata.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. There goes Dr. Dennis Nagata, and we are up against the clock here. So here we go with another edition. But as a reminder, our show is rebroadcast tonight, 12 hours from now, on the station you're listening to right now. So if you're listening to us at 7, 8, or 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays, it's 7 or 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening tonight. And you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. And you'll get more information there as well. And all of our shows are podcast. This show will be podcast after next Wednesday. Thank you all for joining us this morning. Join us again next week, 168 hours from right now, for another edition of the program. Until then, I'm David Snow reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.